All right, welcome back, folks.
Welcome back.
We're here. Welcome back, Phil. It's been
a minute. Hey, what's up, fellas?
Yeah. We got old Philip McMillan, the villain that was stealing on Duck Dynasty.
Back. I'm glad to see you're doing okay. I was worried about you, Johnny D.
I'm fine. We're not even going to talk about it. We've talked about it enough
already. Okay.
Stone gave me the stink eye the whole time.
He did?
Yeah, told me I needed to go wrestle people. That way it wouldn't happen again. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm fine.
I love that Phil and Si are wearing matching shirts.
Hey,
mine's darker.
Mine's a little nicer.
His is light.
Oh, coffee flying in.
Hand delivered coffee for Si.
Mine's
for this
a little
episode.
Bigger.
Well, hey, man, good for you.
Good grief. Hey.
We starting to get on a trend here. People hand delivering pies and now coffee.
Oh, you missed that episode.
Yeah.
Phil.
I hate you didn't get none of K sweet potato pie, but
I'm hating it too. Where's it at?
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's gone.
I hate it all.
It's gone.
But
how does she make pie that good?
Because it's made with love.
Over years.
She loves what she's doing.
Now, wait a minute. I did get to eat Miss K's squirrel and dumplings.
How'd that treat you?
Over the weekend. It was excellent. Squirrel and dumplings are awesome.
Did you pop any of them heads open? Or
did she I? Did she hey, I had them? That spoon. Pay-yah!
You know, what's wrong with chicken and dumplings?
You had you some tree oysters?
I do like chicken and dumplings. But Miss K was, she was sitting there eating the brains, wasn't she?
Yep.
In front of us.
Mm.
So
squirrel brains.
Hmm.
That's Phil said that's why she's so squirrely. It's a squirrel brain. She's squirrely.
She's connected with them, huh?
That's it. Yep.
So what you boys been up to? Y'all been traveling everywhere. Where y'all been gallivanting off to?
Well, we headed to Houston, Texas.
Okay.
For an annual event that the quarterback of the Houston Oilers,
Dan Pastorini,
does every year.
Okay.
And Randy Beyer,
mm-hmm,
with the pipeline people.
Eagle.
Yeah, when I was the ambassador for his pipeline, got me hooked on that. It's for special need kids. Let me read a little bit for you.
Mm-hmm.
About it. It's a charity, Be an Angel, okay?
Beanangel.org.
Yeah, and they've been serving limited income children with special needs from birth to 22 years old since 1986.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, and they raise, these are Hall of Fame people, celebrities show mm-hmm. up, all that, and they raise a lot of money because, they got kids that are deaf, hearing aids for them and all this, But they got all of it, and they had a live band there, okay? And Tanner, he's in a specially built wheelchair for him.
He can run that chair now.
Oh, yeah,
he's
running
zooming
it
everywhere.
Since he can't speak, he's got a computer to type when he wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, me and him, the band is playing Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey. Okay. He comes out, and look, he's spinning that thing around and dancing in that wheelchair. Okay, and me and him locked eyes. I'm singing with the band.
We got a video.
Oh, yeah.
We got a video, folks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, look, I'm singing with the band. Well, he comes over to me. So I start dancing with him. He literally was trying to come out of that wheelchair.
Oh, man.
Okay, and the reason I think me and him, when we locked eyes, we connected, I've always said I'm a 14-year-old kid in a 75-year-old body. Well, that kid, okay, special needs, okay, he can't talk, okay, but he can hear. He has eyes so he can see.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's literally, okay, like I feel.
Yeah.
He's trapped in a disabled body, but he's aware of everything going on. And look, here's the thing that always gets me.
That's a good one.
This charity is Be an Angel, okay, and they always put on the song that Randy Owens, the lead singer of Alabama, sings, There Are Angels Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
He has no reason to smile, but every one of them I've ever seen always have a big smile mm-hmm. on their face.
My man got them Chuck Taylors on, too.
Oh, no.
I like his style. That's awesome, man.
But Dan and his charity do a, this has been going on for like 15 years, okay?
Yeah.
And he's raised over like $2 million for all these kids.
So beanangel.org, if somebody wants to get involved with it, that's cool, man.
It's actually a really good charity. And trust me when I say this, all the money goes for the kids, okay, to make their life better. Okay, that's what the whole thing was about.
That's cool.
You know? But it was a really nice, you know, we've been with them now for about, 5 years?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, as everybody knows, the kids... they got a soft spot in our heart. Even I'm saying the fan, you know, from years gone by, like if you're in an airport and you try to stop me for a picture, you know, I may keep walking sometimes, like if I'm in a hurry. But if there was a kid involved, I'm saying if I'm missing a flight, not if I got a two-hour layover, like please help me kill the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, flying from Monroe, we generally, there's always some sort of delay. So you're always, whatever time you scheduled, you're generally in a hurry in the airports. And but if there was a kid, I didn't care. Like I was going to stop with the kid.
Oh, I'm like Miss Plain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Serious. I was standing there signing the autograph, taking pictures. They're fixing to close the door.
Yeah, that's
like,
what.
Whoa.
I'm like, hey, no, you wait a second. We got this kid. We're going to take care of, and then we'll get down there. Yeah. But that, you know, the kids are what make it worth it. Yeah. And
I like the like-mindedness of it. You know, we've met some other celebrities, and Matthew McConaughey's brother Rooster. He's been on some different movies, and he had his own show. Him and Butch had their own show. It was pretty good on one of the channels. But anyway, we've met some really great people. Matter of fact, Rooster went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I was just excited. Rooster gets up and has to go to the restroom.
That's my man.
Look, his table spends about $100,000.
While he's gone. He's got to come up
They're raising his tab.
That'll teach you.
No, you know what he said when he got back?
Yeah.
He said, heck, if I'd have been here, I'd have spent $200,000. But he's great.
He's a big-hearted guy.
Oh, he really is. And we met so many Hall of Famers that I knew growing up when I'm, you know, the Dallas Cowboys had all these Hall of Famers, and then I'm getting to meet these guys. So it's really cool. And like you said, Martin, they all have a soft spot for kids. And so
I didn't know until I just read it here. Dan said him and the team used to go to all these special need kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was a highlight of his year for the whole team.
Yeah, and I think we'd say the same about during the height of the show. We did basically Make-A-Wishes like once a month.
Yep.
And they were gut-wrenchingly sad. But just like Tanner, every one of them always had a smile. Them kids had no reason to smile.
No.
None.
That's what gets
me. Not one.
Yeah. That's
and
why
they all smile.
Yeah. Like, that's why I loved Randy Owens writing that song about there are angels among us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, let's not kid ourselves. The kids are the angels, not us.
Right.
Like,
that's
you know,
right.
And that's the really cool part because you get to experience those deals, and it makes you wonder how people in life get to a point where they can't smile. Like, these kids got no reason to smile, and they are full of just pure joy.
Yeah.
You know, and then you walk past somebody on the street, got the biggest grimace on their face, and I'm like, well, hold on now. Them shoes look all right. Them clothes look all right.
You got no reason.
Like, you're walking.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything looked good.
You were talking about that. Some kid walked by me at church the other day and had a big scowl on the face. I said, hey, smile. Life can't be that bad.
Guarantee you.
You know? Stop busting on them.
Well, no, I did because I said, hey, smile. It can't be that bad. Well, she started out laughing.
The world needs more of that. You know? That's just a good thing. But I think sometimes we get caught in wondering about things we don't have, and these kids are the kings of focusing on the things that they do have. And they've got life. Yep. They got happiness. They got people that love them. And, you know, there's just all kinds of things.
Well, I just say this. Hey, the Be an Angel charity is the real deal.
It is. And I want to thank Cheryl and Randy Byers with Eagle because they have a heart of gold.
Yep.
And like Toby and Renee and some of those guys, I mean, they're so like-minded, and that's what I said, just giving back so much. And I'm glad me and Si are able to do that. Now, we do some other things, as you know, Justin, charity work, but this is absolutely one of our favorites.
And
look, I want to tell you something else. When Si got up, I know that Si can't breathe well. And so, you know, he's got to have his oxygen. And so when he got up, I wanted to go grab him and say, what are you doing? But I saw him walking to that kid, and I was like, okay, then everything's okay. But knowing how much that hurt Si to go and do that, I was like, I was emotional. I was like, oh my goodness, Si, you okay? And there wasn't a dry eye in the room. And then all of a sudden, there was just, you know, hundreds of people around Si and this boy.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody quite break it down like that to Tennessee Whiskey. Now, that's pretty good. That's kind of a slow jam. And y'all sitting there
Hey,
spinning.
They did it.
I'm serious.
When I touched his hands, he was literally, if he could have, he would have got out there and we'd been dancing.
Yeah.
Didn't need a motorized wheelchair.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Okay,
man.
So we was getting into it.
There you go. Well, hey, Stapleton have that effect on you now.
He's good now. Yeah. Ain't no doubt about that.
Let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those
for real."
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing we're
but
not.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. Well, look, we got Thanksgiving coming up.
Thanksgiving.
I'm so thankful.
Phil, am I wrong in thinking this may be one of your favorite holidays?
No, you are exactly right.
Because you know what comes with Thanksgiving.
Leftovers.
I love leftovers.
We know you do. Hey, put them in your backpack.
Yeah, you tote them around everywhere with you.
That's unfair.
Why?
Because
I noticed you said unfair and not true.
Y'all are teaming up on me. Hey, I will eat the leftovers. I mean, it's just as good the second, third, and fourth day to me.
That is one thing about Thanksgiving. Like, it generally, it takes longer than Friday to work through them.
And
it,
look,
it's a
when my mom makes turkey and dressing, mm-hmm. and every once in a while I'll get a duck and put it in there if Si gives me one. I mean, I ain't going to go kill it.
Yeah.
But that is the best dressing. You could eat that, like, all week long.
Oh, yeah. I love dressing. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun for me, too, because it's like the boys' first one. Not their first. They were obviously here last year, but they couldn't partake in any of it. But now it's going to be like cutting off little pieces of stuff and handing to them and seeing. I'm sure Waylon's going to look at everything like it's a bucket full of armpits because that boy don't really like trying anything. But
a bucket full of armpits.
Well, I mean, that's what he does to any new food. He will get it like right here and then stick his tongue out like a lizard, and then he'll just make a god-awful face. I'm like, you didn't even think about trying that. And you're like making this face like it tastes terrible.
They don't grow out of that, by the way.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Where they won't even like touch it to their tongue before they decide how it tastes?
Ben's will touch it to his tongue and start gagging like something just choking. I'm like, quit faking. But that's because I never like forced him to eat stuff.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it because like Carter, we had a showdown over some roast one time for about 2 hours in a high chair. I said, you're not leaving until you eat it.
Yeah.
And we sat there. I was had like, that famous I got line. Nothing
That's
do.
A strong-willed dad.
That famous line my grandmother had, you'll eat it or you'll wear it. I don't really know what wear it meant, but I believed her, so I ate whatever she put in front of me. I didn't want to find out what the wear it part of it meant. But no, Waylon, he'll just get it like right here. And no. But they're going to get their first sweet potatoes with like sugar and stuff in them instead of them plain freaking sweet potatoes
eat. That's one of them deals about, hey, if it don't look right.
I just think he's ornery. Because then you go back like 3 days later and put it in front of him, and he'll just throw it in his mouth. I'm like, You little punk.
Well, just, like, hey.
Strong
will. You caught him in one of his moods.
Jackson, on the other hand, will go in blindfolded like this.
Eat whatever's there.
Just eating everything in sight. Until, I mean, if he finds something he don't like, he's like, no. But he at least tries it. It at least goes here before a determination is made. But,
so do you get all your family come together?
No, I mean, you know, my brother lives in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and Si, pull your mic up a little bit. They're asking. I didn't know any other way.
I had to drink coffee a while ago.
Yeah, but no, my brother lives in Jonesboro, so we generally do Thanksgiving with another family, with the Holdman and Holstead family a lot of times, just because it's like me and my mom and Brittany, and we generally all get together at Christmas, but my brother and them, they work, they're nurse anesthetists, so they do the on-call stuff for holidays because their kids are a little bit older now. And that way the people with the young kids can be there with their family. So they'll take one for the team on certain holidays and work those shifts and do all that kind of stuff. So,
well, my oldest is coming in from London. He's in the Air Force, Bryson. So I'm excited about seeing him, and Amber will be there. I'm excited. But Blake is at Disney World working, and he can't get off.
Yeah, they don't shut down for nothing.
I'll have to take him some leftovers.
He's going to be on that Mickey Mouse.
Are they open on Thanksgiving Day, I
guess? Oh, they probably are.
Oh, yeah. They're thankful for every dollar.
What does he do at Disney World? Yeah.
I don't know, but he's ready to get out of there.
Oh, it's no longer the happiest place on earth.
He told Si he didn't want to be an adult anymore. And then he said it sucks.
No, yeah.
Wait, does being an adult suck, or does
working and having working to suck. Pay your own bills?
Yeah, and pay your own bills.
I don't disagree with that at all.
But what does he do? It's like sending people on roller coasters, or is he goofy? Or?
No, he works at one of the resorts.
Okay.
But still, I mean, it's work. And yeah. So
but he's got the happiest place on earth attitude. Like, I would like for him to check me into a resort at Disney World.
Yeah, he would do okay, I think.
I would feel better. I'd be like, man, that kid was happy.
I think it's just maybe a culture thing, but... Now, what about you and all your family? Does everybody come over to your place, or do you go to your dad's, or what?
You know, my in-laws live three doors that way. My parents live three doors that way. We never know where we're going to end up.
It's like a Sunday.
We all get together.
People start migrating.
We go to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is from Wednesday when I get off work until Friday when I go back to work. And we just keep going to different places and grazing.
Well, yeah. I know duck season open Saturday, so Phil's got all his ducks picked. He's going to have them pretty belly up in a pot of dressing.
Si, will you get to eat some of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going there for dressing.
Yeah, Si going to take his own sage shaker, too, and just add a little more to it.
No, you can't do that. I always tell them, you know, that's why they always wonder if I show up. They said, you don't taste it. And the first thing I say to them, hey, you need to put a little more sage in it. And it'll give it a way better flavor.
No, he's like Waylon. He don't even get it to his tongue before it said it needs a little more sage in it.
He likes
it. Hey, I taste it, but hey, they always a little light on the
sagey side.
The only problem with Thanksgiving for me is we're gonna get to meddling here at my in-laws' family things. It's like they want it to always be leftovers.
It comes out as leftovers.
It comes out and then it sits there until everybody shows up.
You don't eat it while it's hot.
It's like I don't know who we're waiting on.
No,
and I'm looking at it. I'm like, it's ready.
Yeah,
and then it's still ready.
I'm not waiting. No.
Hey. Yeah, I
and then it's still ready, and we're I don't know who, and then like cousin Paul shows up and's like, okay, now we can eat.
Well, no, that's,
and I'm like, well, now
nope.
We didn't.
That's poor management.
Yeah.
You know, leftovers are great for Thanksgiving, but you also want the real deal.
When it comes out, you got to eat it.
That's poor management.
You want that dressing so hot that it you're borderline like first degree, second degree burns on your tongue.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's never happened at their house.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's a problem. Yeah.
So you never just busted in there and started eating?
Hey. See,
you need to invite me and Martin over.
I'm going to go graze on that ham ASAP when I walk into a place for Thanksgiving. I'm about to go peel some skin off that baby, trust me.
See, they're fancier than my family, so it's like, I don't know what I'm allowed to do in this joint.
I'd find out. I would put them to the test. I'd be over there peeling that little piece off the bottom side of the ham so push nobody sees boundaries. It's gone.
Yeah. But one year I said, you know what? I'm tired of this. And I just fried my own turkey and then cut my own turkey. And I was done eating by the time I was done cutting it.
Did you cut it or did you skin it?
Well, I skinned it for hell. There ain't nothing better on this earth than fried turkey skin.
Boy, it is good, ain't it?
I love
that little crispy part between the leg and the breast, that little flap right there that holds it all together.
That flank, baby.
That's mighty.
Ooh, it's good. But yeah.
I get mad when meat comes off with it. I'm like, no, I didn't want none of that. Just give me the skin. Unbelievable.
But I've told Allison about this, but her family doesn't know, but they're not listening, so... Doesn't really matter, but it's weird. It bothers me. I'll send y'all pictures on Thanksgiving of the food.
Of you waiting in line?
No, there's no line. It'll all be prepared and look beautiful and be sitting out, and then it'll be like, all right, we're going to pray in about 45 minutes.
Have y'all ever addressed it and talked about it?
I think I'm the only one that thinks it's weird.
So everybody else is used to it.
Because I'm the outsider. Everybody else is like, this is what people do. I'm like, y'all need to buy a warming oven.
They're like, look at the steam coming off of that food. Stay away from it.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Well, my grandma was still alive.
It looks like it's still hot.
We were all hovering around that kitchen like buzzards, waiting on that dressing to come out and the lid to come off. Because as soon as it did, it was fair game.
I'll fix that.
Like, you sit them English peas over there for 2 hours. I ain't going to touch them anyway.
If you show up late at my house, like if my brothers or whatever, they don't show up with their family on time, I mean, we're already eating. They can be the second wave.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we take off.
Yeah, if you ain't on time, you just... No. Well, really, the only thing about being the best time was like 10 minutes late, because then everybody done made their plate, and you didn't have to deal with no riffraff going through the line.
Right. I agree.
Like,
you reminded me of something, though. Me and my granddaddy, when he was still alive, we'd always post up in the corner of the kitchen where we knew my uncle was going to cut the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my granddaddy probably ate more turkey skin together. Yeah.
Getting that shrapnel.
Yeah. Yeah. We just sharing it. He's carving it. We're just eating the greasy skin together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite Thanksgiving things.
Oh, man. I want to know about Thanksgiving at your house growing up.
Uh-oh. Well,
you had a huge family.
Well, before we do it, let's take a break.
He stabbed them with forks if they took too many bites.
No. If you reach for the last piece of chicken.
You going to get stuck?
Damn.
So what all did y'all have? Just turkey or did y'all have squirrels and rabbits?
Everything. We had usually wild game.
From hearing him and Phil talk, I mean, they were hunting whatever they could get for food.
Oh, no.
It's a big family.
Everything we killed went to the table.
Yeah. Groceries.
Groceries.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving thing? The duck dressing?
It's the dressing.
Yeah, the duck and dressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I show up for.
Well, I like Phil's style of doing it because Phil puts the whole duck in it. So it's actually really cool. So, like, you just pick up a duck and it's got dressing in it, around it, on it. Like, you don't a lot of I've been to some make duck and dressing where they shred the duck and put it in there, and it loses some of the luster, some of the pizzazz.
That's really good dressing.
Yeah. And
bones have great flavor in them.
Yeah. They do.
There's something about bone.
And the deal with the whole duck is I can follow the wound track, so I know if I'm on a path towards steel shot. Like, I know if I'm headed towards somewhere to break a tooth or not. When you shred it, and I don't know who's doing the shredding, I don't trust it. So then I'm eating like it. These little tiny bites, because my dad ain't a dentist or nothing. So I don't stand to win by somebody biting down on a piece of steel shot.
He said talking about that, I had an uncle that ate so much game as a kid and an adult.
Here we go.
No, look, he's in the hospital. And the medical staff cannot figure out what's wrong with him.
Well, what was it?
They took an x-ray.
No, look. They did an x-ray. And finally, somebody that had some sense said, well, hey, x-rayed him. Maybe we can see something in the x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they did, he lit up like a Christmas tree.
All the steel and lead shot.
All the lead shot. And I think it was the spleen. They picked out like 124 pellets.
Spleen shot.
Okay, they took his plane out.
I almost said the number that I thought he was going to say to see if they'd match, and I was going to say 120.
Well, no.
So this story's true.
No, but anyway, I've told it before.
I'm just saying, I know you have, but you're telling the same story,
but look,
which isn't always the case.
Yo, hey, he was on death's doorstep.
Because of lead poisoning?
Lead poisoning.
Really?
Yeah, when they took it out, hey, I'm telling you, he looked like he was 50 years old and he was 70.
Whiter shade of pale.
Yep. Did he chew food?
Yeah, he chews food. He just said, "Hey, so much you're swallowing. If you don't hit it with your teeth, you swallow it."
Well, buddy, I somehow always whack that sucker with my tooth.
I'm just saying. I've bent down on it and chipped it.
Thank goodness, I guess. But boy, that doesn't ever hurt any less.
Yeah, but you're using steel shot. Back in the day, lead
gives.
Yeah.
Yeah, lead gives a little bit. Steel don't.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Get the lead out. That's where
that's what that was his motto.
Oh, somebody told me they've got a little
metal detector.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them things.
Have you?
Yeah.
For what? Your body?
No. When you're cleaning your game.
Your bird shot. It's like a little wand that they use at the airport.
Yeah.
Like that little orange carrot they use for treasure.
And it beep, beep. Tell me, okay, it's got lead.
My deal is like if you've killed enough of them, you kind of know where they go. Like you end up. That's why I like the whole ones, because you'll see the little holes in the skin, and you'll know, like, okay, be careful. Proceed with caution when you get to that point. But, you know, a lot of the ones we pick for feeding that, we shoot on the water. Let's just call it what it is. And there's not a pellet passed here.
Pass the head,
swat them.
Yeah. So, yeah, you do that for the dressing ducks.
You aim at the dome.
Yeah, you let the woodies come in, land in the plugs, and then you shoot them because that's the dressing you want. You want woodies and teal. You don't want mallards and gadwalls up in the middle of your dressing. You breast them out.
That'll be the smaller ducks.
Yeah, use your little flavorful ones.
Why is it that turkey is so good, though? Because they're huge.
Because they're fed corn their whole life. If you ate a corn-fed mallard, he would be good, too.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
No, because we kill some. Look.
Not if you whole deep-fried
them. No, turkey. Look. These were so fat, okay, that, hey, we grabbed balls of fat.
Yeah.
And Daddy put it in the pan and rendered it down in the grease.
All duck fat fried.
And then fried them in that.
Mm-hmm.
How did y'all kill them?
They were spectacular.
You fried duck in duck?
And duck fat.
You
got to
be a big boy for that.
And hey,
if
look,
somebody ate
was,
me, they could
it
do that.
It was excellent.
Yeah, you could definitely have you some Martin fat.
As soon as Daddy seen them when we cleaned them, he said, save all that. He said, I'm going to teach you boys something today.
And he did. There you go.
I'm like, oh my goodness!
So I'm not understanding. Did y'all go and shoot these ducks?
We
and they
shot
were just
them.
Super fat.
No,
ducks?
No, they was balls of fat.
Mm. They were neighborhood ducks.
No,
is
no,
what
no,
we
hey.
Call.
Oh, pond ducks.
Well, hey, I don't know
like
if
the neighbors' pond ducks,
or pond ducks
hey, came walking over.
I know
grazing.
One thing.
Yeah.
They had been living high on the hog,
free grazing.
This is them ducks I read about in my kids' books every night.
Oh no,
pet
yeah. Because hey, they were and look, you talking about good table fare?
Yeah.
They were delicious.
What he's not telling you is that Thanksgiving they stayed at a hotel in Memphis.
They couldn't
that's
fly.
Where they found the duck.
They couldn't fly
the Peabody.
No, I didn't shoot the Peabody ducks, but I told them when I walked in there one time, told them, hey, I wish I had my shotgun. I'd stop all this walking on this carpet.
Yeah, I'd stop all this crapping in the lobby.
That's right. Hey,
I don't
I
get
said,
that.
I put an end to all this walking that red carpet.
Oh, man.
What is the best bird to eat, though?
The teal.
Green
wing teal.
You putting that over chicken?
I like dove.
Oh, the best bird. Oh, you said bird.
I mean bird, yeah, because
well, we was talking about
turkey reigns supreme
well, I
on
know,
Thanksgiving.
But, hey, we were talking about ducks, so I just thought
they're
which
birds.
Is the biggest farce of the whole thing.
Whoa.
I don't look forward to the Thanksgiving turkey.
What?
Near as much as I look forward to that Thanksgiving ham. Mm.
Well, that's why you got
he likes
out,
ham.
Too.
I know. I don't disagree with that statement.
Favorite, boys. Hey,
I don't disagree
ham.
With that statement, but I love a ham.
Over a
Lord.
Turkey?
Absolutely. You know what you don't do with turkey bone? Make a pot of beans 3
that's
days
it.
Later.
Hey, that's it.
You throw that stuff in the trash and then you move on.
I'm gonna, I'm gonna back off that. That is true.
He said they gotta back out.
I'm just saying, like that ham is
juicy.
Man, he's good.
So you're a Thanksgiving ham kind of fella.
You find me about
honey
ham and rolls.
Hey, he's thinking about the pinto beans after 2 days later.
You find me by the ham and rolls.
I didn't know Godwin was on this episode.
I'm just telling you.
I like a ham. Good ham.
Like, I can do fine with dressing. You ain't even got to put no meat in it if you ain't got it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even care about that. But dressing, ham, and candied sweet potatoes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Allison, that you gotta Pioneer Woman sweet potato casserole.
Who? Yeah, you gotta have sweet potato.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Now them little green English peas.
Get that out.
Throw
here.
Them out.
The devil's testicles. You can leave that somewhere.
Yeah. You hold on. You can throw them away.
What about deviled eggs?
Oh, smash!
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Smash.
Bring them. Hold on. Though.
Bring them.
Fart for the next 4 days. Bring them.
Oh, bring them. Bring them.
Yeah. We did just have some turkey slander, but and I don't like it, but. Because turkey is awesome, but why have we regulated turkey to holidays and fairs?
I guess because they take
you can up only
too,
have
too much
a turkey
room in the grocery store if you go year round.
Won't fit
know.
In the freezer.
I feel like that should be a regular thing you eat all the time is a fried turkey.
Well, you have that option, sir.
Yeah,
do you?
You can.
Yeah, you
can.
Have
you
that
buy
option?
A turkey w? Year round?
If you want to buy a turkey cookie, do it.
I can tell you this: I'm sure they kill them every day.
Hey, I don't wait for holidays if I want turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on you.
That's on you, homie. I thought that
if you want it bad enough, it's, yeah. It's America. You fine.
He said, that's on you, homie.
That's a good point.
Like, I understand.
I just wish we treated the turkey like it was a pig or a chicken.
I understand ham you can get any day of the week, anywhere you want to. See, the problem is
No.
But if you buy ham.
Whoa, homie. Hey. This is America. You can have ham whenever you want.
But I agree. Hey, you got to get a good ham.
You got to get a good one. But you also have to have a group to help you whittle it down.
Yeah.
That way you can have it and the bone and everything by the time it's ready for beans. You can't just like take a ham home to you and your wife and expect to not hate ham for the next 6 months.
I love ham.
Like, it's a group.
You know what's good?
It's a group decision. Same thing with turkey. Nobody wants to eat the whole turkey.
No.
You want to skin it. Quit playing.
That's it. That's
quit
all
playing.
You want. That's all
I
you
really
want.
Like
quit playing.
That's all you want.
You
want
to skin it.
That's it.
Them turkey thighs, though.
That thighs be swinging. But I like them wings, too, man.
Wings are good. Legs are good.
I'll eat that crunchy wing.
That big white part in the middle that everybody else eats.
Yeah, that's just made for cutting up and taking a picture. Like, that's all that mess there.
All right, let me tell y'all something.
What?
Turkey. So,
at the children's home, they give us a turkey each year for Christmas or for Thanksgiving, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to Super One, pick it up or something?
No. They have it's like a huge warehouse, and all the employees come and they hand them out. There's 600 employees.
Yeah, we don't get that here.
Okay. So, look, they give it to you in a white box. You know, I don't know how many pounds it is, but a friend of mine that I work with, he took up all the freezer space with his turkey, you know, where everybody keeps their food and microwaves, whatever. And so
and there's 600 of you?
We're total employees.
And there's only one freezer?
Well, we're in the building that I work.
Okay.
So anyway, he wouldn't take it out. So after a few weeks, I get the turkey out of the box. I get one of the nursing gloves, the rubber gloves, fill it up with water, put it back in the box, freeze it, and leave it for him, and took his turkey home and ate it. So, look, a few weeks later, people were like, get your turkey out, get your turkey. He finally did, opened it up, rubber glove full of ice with the fingers poking out. That'll teach him, Si.
Did you ever admit to that?
Nope. Unless he listens to this podcast, he won't know.
If he listens to the podcast, if he'll find out.
I would have loved to have been there when he opened it up.
That's terrible.
That is funny. Turkey! Turkey's the best.
Hey, look, this is Tuesday, so if you ain't taking your turkey out, you're late. Take it out, let it thaw. You don't want a grease fire.
Oh, no, it's too late. Go buy somebody else's turkey.
Yeah, yeah, go do something else. But anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Do we need to do a public service announcement to not burn your house down this turkey season?
Yeah, we should.
Martin, I feel like you led into the last break.
Yeah.
People, if your turkey is frozen and you are going to fry it, you are going to fry your whole house.
Run.
It is not going to work.
Yeah.
Weren't you on a commercial for that once?
Frying a turkey is very dangerous.
Yeah. It is that.
Okay. So if you don't know what you're doing, hire somebody.
Don't
know
do it near a house
doing.
Either.
Hey, and look, I'm going to cook my own, obviously, but I paid, $60 to the bunch out there at that Clawdaddy's place in Monroe because they – sell fried turkeys to then feed a Thanksgiving meal to the people of Monroe, like for people that can't afford it or low income or whatever. They'll host everybody at their restaurants. So And you pick it up on Wednesday. So, see, Wednesday night, I get to go in there and skin me a turkey. And then slice it up. And when you show up for Thanksgiving, you're like, turkey, hey, boys. All right, thank you. Knowing the
it's already sliced.
Knowing full well, I got one skin. I got one thawed back at the house, too. Mm-hmm. But for 60, I mean, it's a pretty good deal. And you're helping out the community. Last year, I went out there to pick it up. And they had something happened, and they had run out of knives. And I was like, for carving turkeys for their big one, and I was like, well, y'all boys need a knife? And they were like, yeah. I said, well, I got like 3 fillet knives out there in my out there in my pickup truck. And they were like, fillet knives? I was like, yeah, why would you slice by hand, son? You just push a button on these and they go. I said, they brand new, ain't ever been used. I just bought them. I had just re-upped. And so I donated my 3 fillet knives to the cause out there of them boys feeding the community. But I think it's a loyal deal. And there's places like that all around. I got the bag last week from the Boy Scouts, you know, on your porch or whatever, where you sit the canned food out there, canned food driving. We did that and had the boys, like, take them and put them in the bag. I mean, I know they're one and they won't ever remember it, but just, you know, an opportunity to show them to give, because it is Thanksgiving, man. We got a lot to be thankful for.
Well, like, you're right. I mean, seriously, though, it's very dangerous to fry turkey.
Oh, amen.
If you don't do it, because, hey, the grease is very, very hot. And then you put that big heavy bird in it.
And water and grease.
Yeah. Yep.
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't mix.
Yeah.
It's an explosion.
You can get burnt severely bad if you don't know what you're doing. It's better to hire it done. So let somebody know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I just found out something.
What?
Did you know that the greatest chicken restaurant in the whole wide universe sells whole turkeys at Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Popeyes. I've been seeing the commercials. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Popeyes sells turkeys?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is it good?
I ain't ever had it. I just saw it on the commercial, but it come from Popeyes, so it can't be bad.
Cajun style turkey.
Yeah, the problem is if you go to Popeyes to get your Thanksgiving turkey, you're going to get it at Christmas.
and if your group goes and gets it, y'all can't eat it until you get home. You don't want to eat it hot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you may want to swing by Popeyes.
On my way out to their house. There's a Popeyes on 165.
You'd be having shrapnel go out the window the whole way.
I've thrown many of chicken thigh out the window on the way to places where I wasn't sure how the food was going to be. I will hit up a Popeyes in a hurry and get a 3-piece thigh only, eat that sucker, throw it out the window.
Buddy, if you don't think I ain't done that with gas station fried chicken, you got the wrong fella.
Last time I was in Farmerville, because their Popeyes closes at like 4, because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Farmerville, what are we doing?
Well, just drive on past it. That's that Southern Classic, right?
That's exactly what I did.
With the dirty rice.
And I had Southern Classic thighs all over the street. You know what? I'm wrong.
Like hands on
why
the
do we want turkey? We have chicken.
Thank you.
Chicken's great.
The turkey is actually pretty low on a foul list, really and truly. He's not that great.
That's rude.
He's just convenient. He grows bigger than everybody.
What if we fried a whole ostrich for Thanksgiving?
Right. It'd be like a prime rib, but I'm not against it. I mean, as a man who's ate it, I'm not against it.
That's too big of a bird to cook.
Yeah, I would imagine them legs is a little tougher.
I'm about to order me a turkey from Popeyes while we're doing
it. Can we buy Johnny D a hot plate and send it with him for Thanksgiving? I just want to know. We'll take up a collection.
No. Johnny D going to show up with all the catering where to put up under the food and set it up off the dim. Block that little flame. Put that little flame up.
Yeah, his is going to be hot.
Oh, man. That is wild.
Take some pictures of the cold food this year.
I'm going to. I'll send it to all y'all. I'll send it when it sits out.
And then the sad face when I get doing to this.
Eat. No. That reminds me on all when we doing the meals on Duck Dynasty. We always have to eat it cold because we sit there fooling around. Yeah, come on, people.
Oh, and that was what Phil's line when we worked down there. He'd buzz over there on the phone and say, lunch is ready. And then if we didn't come right then because we was doing something like packing the order, shipping it out, he'd say, the next call was, it's turning into leftovers.
It's turning into leftovers.
That's right. We fixed put it in the refrigerator. Yeah,
basically said, you better come eat it if you're
you better come
eat.
Now or it's going in the refrigerator.
Yeah. And that's wild. Because all of our family deals, it is your vultures circling the kitchen waiting on the last thing, whatever that last thing may be, generally the dressing.
Yeah.
To come out, that's all you were waiting on. Because you knew that little pot of giblet gravy was ready.
Mm.
Man, I do like that gravy.
At our place, whoever says the prayer gets to go first. And so we got everybody fighting to say the prayer. Let me say it. Let me say it. And we're trying to calm everybody down. Then I say it.
Oh, here we go.
Then he says it.
Yeah. Man, I do love food holidays. Praise God. Right. Praise God for food holidays. Oh, man.
And, wow. Yeah, it's great. And, you know, it's a time of year where you can talk about what you're thankful for.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember growing up, like, the biggest rush was to, A, make sure you're not late because Mama will be mad at you. But then you were also like, can we hurry up and get this cleaned up because we go into the hunting camp.
Yeah.
Like, I knew as a kid.
That's fun. Yeah.
Like, I was about to spend Thursday afternoon till Sunday morning at the hunting camp. Like, it was like, I mean, it's a core memory and feeling in my life of, like, I'm about to go to the hunting camp and I'm going to eat leftover dressing and chicken and dumplings for 3 days. And I'm going to be thrilled with that decision.
That's it.
Like, and it was just one of them deals, man. It takes you right back to it, thinking about it. And, you know, one of the kind of deals you hope you can do with your kids one day where they have something, even at 38, they look back on and like, yeah, man.
It's important to build those traditions, you know, and all your kids and family's going to look forward to it.
Yeah.
Like what you're doing with your boys. I mean, that's going to be more familiar to them next year and the next year and the next year.
Yeah.
Until they start remembering all those things.
Oh, and if it's got anything to do with their mama, it looks like Christmas threw up at our house right now already.
So amen.
That's good.
I'm sorry. I'm reading reviews on Popeye's turkeys.
I just always am like, hey, let's not forget Thanksgiving. Like, let's remember to be thankful before we get to Jesus's birth. Like, because we're thankful for that too.
Right.
But let's not forget to stop and count our blessings one by one because, you know, we're all blessed more than we deserve. So it's a fun time. You get to celebrate, high five, do all the things. And generally you get like two of them. So that's kind of cool. Like, you know, either lunch and dinner or like, hey, we're actually going to have ours on Wednesday because so-and-so's got to do this. You're like, okay, dang, okay.
I'm telling you. All right. I'm raising. From 4 o'clock Wednesday till 7 a.m. Friday. I'm crazy. Your boy going to be crazy.
We can do that.
I ain't stopping.
You going to end up back in that ER, big dog.
You know, no, I'm not. You know what we needed to have on this episode, though, because I doubt Beth from Canada and her weird Thanksgiving that's like 3 weeks early got Popeye's Thanksgiving, which I've never had Popeye's Thanksgiving.
Hey.
I'm still hung up on this. I'm sorry.
I want to know too now.
I don't know how. I can't figure it out.
Oh, probably ordered on their app.
Next episode we have in here that we'll probably record before Thanksgiving. I'm gonna
let's take a break.
I'm gonna walk in with a
and let
Popeye's
Johnny D
turkey.
Figure out how to order a Popeye's fried turkey. We'll be back right after.
It's not fried.
Go get it and bring it back.
All right, we're back. Hello at duckcallroom.com.
Hey.
All right, I got a good one for you two ham eaters over there.
That's me.
Amen, buddy.
Because a YouTube comment from Peppermint661.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe there were 660 other people with the name Peppermint on YouTube? That's
go.
They commented for you two specifically to drink tart cherry juice and lemon to cure gout.
For the gout?
I've already got some of the tart.
You just been drinking cherry juice?
Yeah,
I beat it.
Yeah. Now
how are you?
Martin, look here.
Last time you were in a lot of pain.
I'm better now.
People are concerned with your feet.
Yeah, no, I'm better now.
They put you on some medicine?
They put me on some medicine, and I've got everything cleared up. I've been drinking water like crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you can beat it.
Yeah.
There's ways around it. You can beat it.
And my doctor's getting me hydrated. Mm-hmm. So, I've been...
With cherry juice. Craig emailed in, too. He said, cherry juice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
some. I didn't know cherry juice was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm learning so much today.
Somehow binds to the uric acid, something in it, and then you just TT it out.
Is cherry juice, like, in a bottle or in a can? Yeah.
No, it's over there with all the other apples and grapes. And
there's cherry juice?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, straight cherry juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just straight. Yeah, don't go eat cherries and suck the juice out of it. Oh, no, you go buy stuff.
That'll take forever.
Juice. I drink the juice once I eat the cherry.
Yeah, they got the juice now in the big gallon jug.
First, then drink the juice.
Yeah, you can buy it over there where you get the rest of it.
Oh, well, I have to give me some cherry juice.
What's that? The one that makes all the cranberry juice makes it.
The cranberry juice commercial is funny. Have y'all seen that one?
No.
Look at the cranberry juice commercial, please.
With a guy going down the road?
No, the one where they come out and they set down the cranberries. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's
please play
what
it.
What they do is they open three cans of cranberry.
Hold on. Let's Can we turn it on?
You boys watch too much TV.
No, just tell us about it, because I don't.
No, this was
you want me to turn it on? I've never seen it.
It's got to be the cans.
Yeah, it's the cans they bring out.
The cans. They bring out three cans.
Wobble, wobble.
Wobble, wobble.
Oh, I hate that song.
No. They set it down on the table, and the cranberry is doing this, all three of them. Well, the next thing you know, it's about six of them sitting at the table, and they start going. One of them starts it first.
Is this it?
Yeah.
I'm sad.
What's it?
Martin.
This is hilarious. Okay, they're all bored to death right now.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Huh? Well, I'm the wrong age.
How are your holidays, boys?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't like cranberry sauce in general. That stuff always weirded me out.
That was the weirdest commercial I've ever seen.
Like, it comes out way too much like a can.
That's a commercial that's only on at 2 a.m. when me and you are asleep.
Or at 10 a.m. when we're working. Yeah. Your demographic.
That commercial comes on during The Price is Right.
That's funny.
That comes on after nature on PBS.
I'm like, glad the cable guy. Okay, hell yeah. That's funny.
That one guy was going wild, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, be sure to dance with your cranberry
juice.
Cranberries? I love cranberry juice.
I don't mind the juice. I don't like the sauce.
I like the sauce. What about the
actual
cranberry?
I don't I don't reckon I've ever just had one.
Oh no, yeah. Cranberries are better. Berries are better.
Are they?
Yeah.
That sauce always weirded me out.
I like the shape
of
it.
Stuff out of the can. Yeah. Yeah, I'll eat it, but I would prefer.
I mean, a Vienna sausage don't come out shaped like the can.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's gross.
I don't know. That stuff.
Moving on before we get down that road.
Sorry.
Another YouTube comment from World Paz 9633, which is really hard to believe there was 9632 of those before him. But it was on the episode where Brittany and your children came in.
Uh oh.
Where they were having a big time.
Yeah.
But
the
question's an easy one. Is that who Martin had the first date with back in the day for that one episode where you split your pants?
It was.
The split your pants
before. No, but that was, that's true. Live action there. Yep. No, that's her. And then here
that's
we
her.
Are.
Brittany.
So
almost
your children,
11 years later.
Your children have Cy to thank because he worked you through all that.
Yep.
Is that the one where he said, call me Tiffany?
Uh-huh. Yeah, my name's not Brittany, it's Tiffany. Yeah, there we are.
And he had those feathers.
Yeah, so.
That is so weird.
I've known some Tiffany's in my life, too. They are crazy.
They're terrible.
Redheads. And
Tiffany.
Girls named Tiffany.
Wow.
We're offending everybody. Beth just gave me the. We got a big Tiffany demographic.
Yeah.
Tiffany's and Karens are all out there going to be real mad at this episode. Psalms 95, 2 through 3. Turkeys. No, nothing about turkeys. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and install him with music and song, for the Lord is a great God and great King above all gods. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We hope you have a great one.
Gobble, gobble.
Turkey, turkey.
That is.